Thank you. Thank you. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. As you can see, the graduates have been seated, and the platform party is coming in. And my remarks will be very brief, because we like to start on time. So I would ask you to rise. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful McDonald campus. Even with the rain, it's beautiful. For the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. Now, it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own. Hopefully, something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your very young life. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class, think about this, still have another 60 or 70 years of living. During this time, Most of you will probably have more than one career, possibly several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance your career paths, or which you will subsequently choose. L'apprentissage à vie est indispensable à bien nourrir l'esprit et l'intelligence, que ce soit à travers l'admiration pour l'art, la littérature, la musique, les voyages ou l'ornithologie. En espérant que vous aurez une longue vie devant vous, prenez le temps et faites l'effort, car ces deux éléments sont nécessaires pour découvrir de nouveaux domaines d'apprentissage. Vous serez amplement récompensés. I cannot begin to describe the joy I personally have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, special exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have been able to acquire from my own home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life, and this is a passion that started after completing all of my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Professor Julian Davies, our Teaching Award winner, Professor Marilyn Scott, Dean Madramutu, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2011, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you to our beautiful McDonald campus for the spring convocation. And as the Chancellor said, it may have been raining outside, but in many cultures, rain is a sign of good luck. And indeed, it rained on my wedding, which is over 40 years ago. I'm still married to the same person. It worked out okay, so don't worry about it. Graduating class, as you look back on this truly momentous day in your lives, you will remember always the celebration and the feeling of joy that you have today. After all the hard work and the sacrifices you have made to arrive here at this milestone moment in your life, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for leave-taking and for farewells. But today clearly also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered this hall as students of McDonald at McGill University, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater, the newest members of a family of more than 200,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chair, Dean Madramutu, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Professor Julian Davies. Graduates, we know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard, to be sure. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so as we celebrate here today, I ask the class of 2011 to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your families and closest friends who have supported you through your time at McGill. Many of you may be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains, un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter from King George IV, establishing it as a university with the power of conferring degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and a long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution. For you and for all of our students, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends, here and worldwide, this anniversary is an opportunity to pause and reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill for over 190 years. It was on the grounds of our downtown campus that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, where there was no certainty that this land, on an isolated island, could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But we did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and Aboriginal languages, and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill University has made its impact felt in every important field of human endeavor, from medicine to music, from law to engineering, in business and in agriculture, in the physical sciences, the arts, and the social sciences here in Canada and around the world. Our two magnificent campuses, with their more than 50 patrimonial buildings and monuments, many named after generous benefactors such as Sir William C. Macdonald, who endowed Macdonald College in 1905, these are symbols of human progress writ large. And in the words of the father of modern medical education, Sir William Osler, a McGill graduate and McGill professor of medicine, the great possession of any university is its great names. The history of McGill is a history of remarkable individuals, of the men and women who pushed for progress and who reached new heights of human achievement. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet ministers, poets and prime ministers, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists, people just like you. No pressure. These individuals have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill and our abiding commitment to excellence, to diversity, and to community service. And these will be our future, your future, as these have shaped our past. As we celebrate you, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, our magnificent Macdonald College. Macdonald College at McGill enjoys a proud reputation of sustained and groundbreaking advances in agriculture and nutrition, environmental and biosciences, rooted in its mission and tradition of preparing rural leaders and improving agricultural education and practice. As we begin the second mandate of our energetic, dedicated, and purposeful Dean, Chandra Madramutu, we celebrate this campus. We celebrate your leadership, Dean Madramutu. We look forward to building on initiatives that give active expression to the McGill philosophy of engagement with the world. The great achievements of this campus include, among many others, just in the last year, the launch of the new Ian and Jane Monroe Chair in Food Safety, and the establishment of the McGill Institute for Global Food Security to tackle problems of hunger, malnutrition, food insecurity, and water scarcity. As we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. We ask, what is the value of one great student or one citizen? Our newly elected members of federal parliament, five of whom are McGill students, have an excellent opportunity to answer this question, to remind us that education is not a college course, but a life course. Graduating class of 2011, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three simple pieces of compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates, written 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following words. You carry away a parchment today. Keep it. As the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning. It will seem to breathe from the wall on which it hangs, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affections for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill, your fellowship and all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories as you leave this campus later today. And as the famously outspoken economist himself might have said, may you also, in your richness, remember us, your alma mater. Above all, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. But for today, this is your special day. Celebrate it. Savor it. Felicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Professor David Lewis to introduce this year's winner of the McDonald Campus Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the recipient of the 2011 McDonald Campus Award for Teaching Excellence is Dr. Marilyn Scott, Associate Professor at the Institute of Parasitology and Director of the McGill School of Environment. Recipients of this award are expected to demonstrate excellent teaching abilities and perform consistently. Dr. Scott fulfills these two conditions with distinction. Throughout her career at McGill, Dr. Scott has clearly demonstrated that she's a terrific communicator and has developed her teaching skills to a high level, making her a model for less experienced instructors. Dr. Scott believes that learning should be an enjoyable experience. Active participation in her courses and group work are foundational elements of her teaching style. She constantly encourages her students to think critically and to challenge concepts. Her teaching approach is, therefore, challenging. Students generally appreciate this approach and find it both effective and rewarding. This approach would not work well without the enthusiasm and charisma that Dr. Scott herself brings into the classroom. She is an engaging and motivated professor who has the ability to captivate her audience. Dr. Scott is obviously a gifted communicator, but her success also resides in the efforts she commits to the preparation of her lectures. Dr. Scott has additional qualities that make her an effective instructor. She has an engaging, down-to-earth personality that allows her to connect with her students. Her dedication to environmental issues also makes her a great model for students and a worthy representative of the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. Dr. Scott embodies the spirit of academia. In conclusion, there is no doubt that this award is being bestowed upon a very deserving professor. Dr. Scott's teaching has benefited our students and our institution. It is with a great deal of pride and appreciation that the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences presents Dr. Marilyn Scott with the 2011 McDonald Campus Award for Teaching Excellence.
It now gives me great pleasure to invite Dean Chandra Madramutu to present Professor Julian Davies, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Madramutu.
Mr. Chancellor, Dr. Julian Davies is recognized as a world leader in the field of antibiotics and has significantly increased the understanding of antibiotic resistance. In 1973, at the University of Wisconsin, Dr. Davies made his seminal finding that antibiotic resistance in pathogens is evolutionarily related to antibiotic production in actinomycetes. After 5 successful years as Director of Research at Biogen, Dr. Davies returned to academia, first at the Institut Pasteur and later at the University of British Columbia, where he became head of the microbiology department. In the early 1990s, Dr. Davies founded his own company, TerraGen Diversity. In 1994, when TerraGen was starting, the concept of cloning directly from DNA isolated from natural sources, now known as metagenomics, was just emerging. Dr. Davies' team worked to isolate large and complex biosynthetic pathways directly from the soil and then express the genes in surrogate hosts. Julian Davies has remained at the University of British Columbia, where he's currently an emeritus professor and a member of a Canadian team that is developing ways of suppressing resistance mechanisms during the treatment of infectious diseases. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Julian Davies, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Davies to deliver the convocation address.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to the members of McGill University, the president, the principal, the dean, and all of the faculty members who asked me to become, selected me to become an honorary doctorate. I really appreciate it. This is a really great day for me, and I really can't quite explain. It doesn't seem to be happening to me, but it is, and I'm happy. I cannot tell you very much about science or things like this that are really going to influence your lives, because I'm not very good at giving good advice. But I will try to tell you a few things which I think, which occur to me that I'd like to talk to you about. When I got my bachelor's degree in 1953 at the University of Nottingham, I had absolutely no idea that the same time I got my degree, Watson and Crick published their paper on the structure of DNA. I didn't know about this. I didn't even know what DNA was. And it was not until some years later that I realized that this was really something that was very important. I was too immersed in chemistry at that time. But anyway, I learned about this and I thought it was eventually good, and I decided I'd like to move into more biological things away from chemistry. And that is really getting into biology and biological science. And what I'd like to tell you is that there's nothing more important than studying science. All of you here are, I consider you as scientists. Actually, at the moment, I consider you as fellow graduates. No question about it. I walk away with a degree in the same reason that you do, except I didn't do very much for it, and you've worked hard. But I think that science really does change the world. It's very, very hard to look at anything in our normal lives without realizing that it has a basis in science. And that's very important. And science not only is the basis of many things that are going on in the world, but science will change the world. It can change it for the worse, as has happened actually since the Industrial Revolution, where the applications of science to industry have really messed up this planet. But now we can see there are ways in which science can really do something for us that can change the world. And I'd like to ask you, as graduates this year, that you use science to change the world. There are a lot of things that have to be done. And I think that it's people like you who should be able to do this. You have the right training, you have the right attitude, you're good looking, you should be able to do this kind of thing and lead the world in science. Now, what do I mean by leading in science? If I knew, I would have done it. So it's up to you to work it out. But the point is that science is being recognized by many countries as being the way to go for the future. That science-based education, science application, is very important. In the UK, in the US, in France, Germany, Russia, China, in India, they all realize, I'm not quite sure about Canada actually, but they all realize that science is the subject of the future, and investing in science is really a critical aspect of training and applications of training. So I want you to remember this, because I think it's important. Science can do very much for us, providing that we use it properly. And I'd like to see you use it properly. Now, having said that, there are a number of interesting things about science which one wonders, did we do things right? I mean, should we have started biotechnology? Of course we should have started doing biotechnology. That's really one of the things which is one of the clearest applications of good science. But we must use good science in this way, in the way in which the applications benefit the human race. The human race at the moment is suffering a number of bad conditions, one of which is the fact that there are many diseases that are unconquered. There are many diseases that are actually re-emerging. They're coming back again. And why are they coming back again? Possibly because failure to apply good science, but I think there are obviously many other reasons, such as constant military activity throughout the world, which is unfortunate. But on the other hand, you can apply science to things which will be much more beneficial to us. We should be able to cure these diseases. And if I had one wish, I would like to say that I would like to develop a vaccine against bacterial infections. It does not exist. And when you realize that every 25 seconds a child in this world dies from drinking bad water. If there were vaccines, these children would not die. But we just don't have it. A lot of people have tried. There are ways which we might be able to do it, but it hasn't succeeded. We don't have vaccines against the AIDS virus. We don't have vaccines against TB. We don't have vaccines against a number of diseases. And this is something that we should be able to do. But we can't do it without support, without funding, etc., etc., etc. So these are the kinds of problems that I'd like to make sure that we work on in the future. And it's going to be up to you to do this. Now, finally, and I'm keeping to my time very well, I think, there's something I want to tell you about your lives. I hope you all realize that you are going to be you will live to over 100 years old. No problem. So in 100 years, in a lot of you around 25 or something like this, you have 75 years to do some wonderful things. And in 75 years, you can change your mind about working. You can change your minds about what you're doing. Don't ever commit to one job. Don't commit yourself to any time. Give yourselves options. And if there are interesting options that come up, take them. You have to take risks. But the point is, I want you to take risks for the human race. I want you to take risks such that in this 100 years, or 75 years, and your children are going to live to 150 years, or maybe 125. But the point is that this is the way things are going. And computers are faster, everything like this. We are improving things at the present time. And with living to 100 years, you're more susceptible to disease. So make sure that you protect yourself on the way. And my final message to you all is, don't forget to wash your hands. And the important thing is, how do you wash your hands? You wash your hands under hot running water with soap, and you do it for at least 20 seconds. And then you'll be okay. Thank you.
There's one thing I do know, that if you follow Dr. Davies' advice, I can guarantee you that you will save yourself days and weeks and maybe even months of illness. And over a lifetime, just simply by washing your hands along the lines of the, over a lifetime, we're talking months and months and months. So if you leave with nothing else, remember that and think of all the people you're sparing from getting sick too. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. And I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from McDonald campus to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their accomplishments. I would be remiss in not pointing out that the first time a convocation was held on the McDonald campus, McDonald College, was 100 years ago in 1911. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first degree shall remove the mortarboard, or cap, and then be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of a degree. A student who already has earned a degree will keep the mortarboard on his or her head and will instead be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. but the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing this maneuver. This year, you may also see, and McGill is very proud to introduce, a First Nations graduation scarf for First Nations, Inuit, and Métis graduates. A red scarf would identify a student who is graduating, while a white scarf would signify earning a diploma or a certificate. So if you see the scarf, it's the first time it's being used. The parchment, or the degree itself, is given to each student by a dean or a delegate as he or she leaves the stage. We begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduate students. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Lewis to introduce the graduates. Professor Nahan Meyer, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students, followed by Professor Chandra Madramutu, the Dean of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, who will distribute the diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, class. Félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Gitanjali Arya. Elham Arzapuza. Maryse Barrett. Maya Bazil. Joseph James Bowden. Niloufar Harari. Hussein Fouad Hassan. Susan Marguerite King. Sarah Catherine Martinson. Sung Hoon Park. Dina Maureen Schwertfeger. Noah Mohammed Soror. Marie Soleil Tourmel. Ji Mick Wu. Jinping Zhao. Wan Zhao. For the degree of Master of Science, Haider Al-Turaye. Sumaya Mohammed Amir. Branislav Babic. Raghuveer Vanva. Nirisha Baru. Samira Vu Rad. Ching Chi Chen. Jessica Couteau. Jean-François Denis. Louis-Martin Dion. Nay Farah. David Girard. Ankur Goel. Latida Itanavong. Keelan Jacobs. Tanya Koshal. Noreen Khalil. Gong Yu Lin. Alexandra Liston. Noor Makaran. Hanin Nabil Mola. Shadi Fafidi. Shirin Mohammed Ansar Munshi. Matthew Mosher. Jessica Murphy. Sepide Thakur. Bipin Pokharel. Kristen Jennifer Radke. Gopu Ravindran Nair. Alex Rosenberg. Ashutosh Singh. Sumit Pal Singh. Christine Tabib. Sophie Tadio. Rakesh Vanam. Aaron Winter. Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Catherine Huet. Peter Christopher Schiefke. Shuting Zhu. Natalia Zenchek. Christina Ballesteros. Feda Bukele. Aurélie Buzonat. Kathleen Dorel Carlson. Hu Tan Chen. Frederick Ryan Charbonneau. Prabhas Manohar Chaudhary. Yang Chan Chen. Magda Fani. Tiffany Hunting. Valentine Theo Habirapaba. Sarah Jane Lecky. Samantha Shan Mann. Gina Christine Monk. Angel Ong. Satika Jagannathan. Risha Pramod Sharma. Corey Nevado Sansir. Emily Zamora. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering, Bioresource, Fallon Luca Arcand La Liberté. Melissa Becon. Robert Boutin. Paul Durham. Stephanie Dumay, Dean's Honor List. Shafaza Ishmael, Distinction. Lee Evans. Arnaldo Garcia. Alicia Goodhue. Marc-André Isabel. Ayad Jamaluddine. Jeanette Kwan, Distinction. Jonathan Martel Gagnon. Stephanie Mayer, Distinction. Kate Elizabeth McGregor. Carlos Miranda. Tushara Nanayakara. Chloe Rainville, Distinction. Rebecca Emily Thompson, Distinction. Tatiana Trebek, Dean's Honor List. Claire Wilkin. Wilson Wong. Audrey Yank, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Nadim Abu Samra. Jessica Adams, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Amirazian, Cutler Shield and Dean's Honor List. Veronica Isabel Aponte. Eric Bowman, Dean's Honor List. Christine Beaumier. Franz Matthias Bieber, Dean's Honor List. Marianne Ebola. Michelle Boudreau, Distinction. Jason Jeffrey Buchert. Karen Elizabeth Canales. Emily Costanino. Melissa Zaria Corvalan Cifuentes, Distinction and the Blackwood Convocation Prize in Microbiology. Jessica Demore. Dana Dayan, Distinction. Patrick Dosti. Catherine Doucette, Dean's Honor List. Camille Dubray-Bassett. Jennifer Dumoulin, Distinction. Carla Ectum Delarme. Elizabeth Ellis. Jenny F. Babusevich, Dean's Honor List. Nicola Fleming. Daphne Fleury La Liberté. Marianne Gagnon, Jerry Fryer's Undergraduate Research Convocation Award, Dean's Honor List. Rosie Gao. Annie Gauthier. Patricia Garner-Potvin, Gervin Robertson Convocation Prize in Microbiology. Elissa Good. Virginie Gregoire. Gabrielle Guitard. Lacey Hebert. Allegra Halverson. Denis Hérault. Vicky Hood, Dean's Honor List. Amin Idrissi. Andrea Gilling, Distinction. Marjolaine Lagasse, Dean's Honor List. Francis Leboeuf. Louise Catherine Lamarne, Distinction. Emily Lemire. Musi Lee. Alan Lee Ping King. Kelly Macarus. Gabrielle Meldoff. Meghna Narang Marjati. Julie McDonald, distinction. Daniel Thomas McDonough Engelsberg. Sean Terrence McNamee. Alicia Marie McNally. Marie Momuso. Tam Nguyen. Marissa Elizabeth Nolan. Nadim Uwini. Melissa Pansera, distinction. Lindsay Allison Parker. Derek John Restivo. Jason Roberts. Samantha Alexandra Acebo. Stephen Sapar, distinction. Audrey Samir DeFrisia. Sophia Quillam Scott. Kayoko Shimura. Katerina Simich. Roman Skorkel. Yeah. Erica Sulik, Dean's Honor List. Genevieve Terrio. Raphael Thomas. Karine Tuma, Dean's Honor List. Ray Lynn Trenchard. Emily Trottier Picard, distinction. Mandy Viette, distinction. Kaja Verrett Holding. Frederick Vigin. Megan Vilmer Jones, distinction. Christopher Patrick Wolf, Lewis A. Fisher Memorial Convocation Award, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Wong. Chen Wai Yip. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Food Science, Jacques Ang Ul. Fahad Azam. Roxanne Bernier, distinction. Stefan Brennan. Shiran Sharon Deng. Ariane Gauthier. Megan Jones, Robert Haddon Common Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Emily Lessard, distinction. Li Li. Kadiuskia Pierre. Natasha Lin Quell, distinction. Matthew Sklar. Samuel Trashy Leclerc. Christina Varden, McGill Alumni Society Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Sciences, Sinde Adebayazan. Farah Alice. Erica Bazil, distinction. Marie Annick Baudreau. Jeanne Bedard. Edith Ketera Bennett. Gabriella Bernalis. Megan Blair. Emily Julie Boilard Dumontier. Josiane Boyer. Michael Anthony Caffaro. Anna Maria Cassiola. Min Chen. Wei Cheng. Elaine Anna Chu, distinction. Shauna Coencha. Catherine Crow, distinction. Kim Lizanne David. Bianca Drennan, distinction. Catherine Dussault. Rochelle Nicole Fredrickson. Tracy Prem, distinction. Miriam Gagnon. Ruba Haddad. Soraya Emen Hafsi. Hiba Jia. Maria Kosher. Safia Jiwani, distinction. Aldora Kui. Kit Ting Lam. C. Sim Lan Ilang Yinko, Ping Kwan Lao Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Lo. Wing Yen Mak, Distinction. Diana Teresa Moid, Distinction. Mary Lou Morin Laferriere. Rima Nazra. Manal Nime. Alina Petra. Claudia Petra. Joel Say. Joanna Shidlowska. Nicoletta Tiaresco Giorgio, Distinction. Debbie Hong, Distinction. Dejam Tour, Distinction. Patrick Tremblay Sabaran. Larissa Volashina. Sarah Fafa. Sarah Wing. Harrison Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Hoi Ting Wong. Man Wing Lorraine Wong. Elaine Wu. Juan Zhu. Yu Zhu. Zaza Magdalena Zambo. For the Farm Management and Technology Program, Derek Bohemian. Stephanie Booth. Shamsuddin Sharif. Stuart Roy Copeland. Padashini Jayawardhana. Dominic Zoe Klochner. William Lang. Pascal Lepoint. Levi Mason. Médaille d'or du ministère de l'Agriculture, des Pâtisseries et de l'Alimentation du Québec. Neil McDonald. Sonia Mary McGank. Jacob Moran. Pierre Pasquier. Nicolas Poirier. Kelly Prevost-Hardy. Laura Jane Crosser. For the graduate diploma in registered dietitian credentialing, Samira Burad, who is also receiving a Master of Science. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Lewis. It's my great pleasure to ask Ms. Man Wing Lorraine Wong to come to the podium and deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates, Chair Professor Shezami Eshefemi, thank you for being here today to celebrate this remarkable moment in our lives. Dear McDonald Class of 2011, it is truly an honor to represent all of you today. Vous rappelez-vous lorsque vous avez appris à parler, ou la première fois que vous avez conduit une voiture, ou encore la réception de la lettre d'acceptation de l'Université McGill, et maintenant, vous recevez votre diplôme en reconnaissance de vos cerveaux et de vos réalisations. Vous avez passé au travail. If I had a wish, I would ask for the dean's permission to paint the McDonald's Theater Building with buckets of brightly colored paint and invite all of you to express your best memories on the walls to show the freshmen of 2011 all the experiences they will enjoy and build upon. Our everyday experiences and unique achievements will make McDonald the most colorful campus on earth. I'm sure our professors, the MTSS ladies, the administrative staff who, by the way, sent out your acceptance letters and organized this convocation ceremony would cheer you on by blasting country music by the Kaylee. You would all be as excited as if we were at a farm barbecue or on a sugar shack trip. We would accomplish this giant project all together with our good hearts, the same way we raised over $11,000 for the Canadian Cancer Society and the Canadian Red Cross for the victims in Haiti last year. Our friends coming back from Africa, Barbados, Panama, that's an ecology or exchange semesters would certainly add an exotic touch to this painting. We may have to stay up for a couple nights in the link to plan this coloring project, but I have learned nothing is impossible because we have completed mastering physics in the Laird Hall kitchens. We made it through biochemistry too, flowering plant diversity, heat transfer, clinical nutrition, flavor chemistry, farm project, and engineering economy, and biophysical chemistry. We wrote 3 exams in 2 days, and not to mention we survived at least 4 Montreal winters. And when we were done with our all-nighters, of course there would always be a woodsman or a woodswoman getting up to practice their vertical and horizontal chops. Things do not always go on our way, and my coloring project may not come true. However, you will realize McDonald's is already tremendously colorful when you dig into our community. Our academic and personal experiences throughout these years played a crucial role in shaping who we are today. Some of us transformed research into published theses, some met the man or woman of their lives, some learned how to cook and do their laundry. Nous avons échangé beaucoup d'expériences ensemble, en parlant de nos cultures, nos langues et nos stylos, tout en créant des amitiés qui vous fixeront longtemps. There were good times and bad times. I'm sure you remember unable to get onto the shuttle because you're the 49th person and have to wait in the cold for the shuttle bus. However, when you fail a test or lost a beloved one, there's always someone that reaches out to you and gives you unlimited support to turn your frown upside down. At the end of today, it might be my last time to see the sunset at Mac, but I will take my profound friendships and valuable lessons with me and live life to the fullest in the future. As individuals, we all have limits on what we can do. Because of broad interests, part-time jobs, family sentiment, partying, and the exciting and heartbreaking moments of love, we learned how to organize and prioritize our lives with respect to the 3S, school, social life, and sleep. In addition, our university experience gave us skills to push through our social and intellectual limits with determination, persistence, and diligence. The fact that you are sitting here today is a testament to your success. I wish you all luck and happiness for the future. And today, I ask you all to go color the world using what you learned from this community. While we applaud for each other, we should not forget to applaud for our professors, our faculty staff, and most importantly, our parents and families who supported us every step of this journey. Congratulations, Félicitations, McDonald Class of 2011. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Ms. Wong, for those wonderful, wonderful words. Would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits privilégiés et responsabilités qui y sont pertinentes. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Je demande maintenant au secrétaire général, M. Stephen Stropel, de prononcer la bénédiction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous ne les aurons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days. Good.
we stand on God.
Thank you. Thank you.